Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh shit.
Hello everybody. Apologies. I've been doing the ADHD thing of time blindness, hyper focus, and then going next door and talking to Betty. That's where I'm at. Don't know, can you see that? No, you can't see. There's a big pile of CDs on the floor. I am ripping CDs. I'm peeking a little bit as well. So let's just come down there. There we go. That's a little bit better. I am ripping CDs. Boogading. Boogading. Can't click on it for some reason. All right, let me send Catherine another Zoom link. Copy invite link. We go to the emails. We do this. You know when sometimes when light... Am I sounding distorted or am I okay? Catherine, Zoom. Hang on a minute. Can you, I've just sent it again, but I don't think you can click on that. Can you just copy and paste it and put it in your browser, please? I got my teeth white. Zoomed in and coming in a bit hot. Is it any better? What about if I do that? Is that any, isn't that weird? It's doing something on here that it shouldn't be doing. I don't think, boy. How about if I go down to there? How does that sound? I'm looking to Cater for here because I trust Cater for his ears. I trust her ears. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. And you are welcome to it. Didn't move my lips once there. Did not move my lips once. Which is, it is sounding very loud, isn't it? It's sounding very loud in my ears and it's peaking on here. So if I come down there, if I drop that a bit and then I go up there a little, let's see. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Thursday evening. It's 7 o'clock. We're here. Remember that? We're here. And we don't need to remember the thing I was just reminiscing about there. Sounding licky. I wonder where... What is wrong?
I can't even do that. Something up with it. Let me restart my computer.
And see if I can work on my phone. Okay. Let me... Why is it not working? Invite. Copy invite link. Let's try again. Why is it not working? Compose. Why is that right? Hang on. If I post this link in the chat... No, I don't want you guys here. Well, the copy and paste. Yeah, I can copy and paste it from my email and put it into the web browser. So I don't know what else to suggest. I'm a little bit irritable this evening. I'm a little bit irritable this evening, and I don't quite know why. Yeah, I feel a little bit... I don't quite know why. We'll not let it spoil the show. There's no reason it should spoil the show. We're still going to have a fun show, but they just might. I might have a cob on. Cob on does not mean what you think it means. It's very. Someone has done something with my settings here because it's very, very loud here, and I don't know why. This is the problem. Shut up, Gary. This is the problem with being me, is someone, and when I say someone, it's going to be Patty, because she walks on here. She walks on here a lot. I wonder if I can make my voice a little richer. There we go, a little richer. Here she comes. 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 We're going to go to that one. Hang on, gallery. Go there. Bishy bashy boshy. Good evening, Catherine. Can you just talk for a bit? Because I'm having terrible trouble with the audio here. No, they can't hear you. Right. Okay. No, it's my end. Try now.
How is that? Am I?
That's okay. Can I just ask, right? Because it's very hot in my ears. Catherine sounds fine to me. I sound distorted in my ears.
You sound distorted to me.
Well, what the fuck is that? I'm in a shit mood tonight, and it's going to be a technical nightmare, and I don't know why. Harsh has just answered yes. Harsh, that's not, you know the rules. You know the rules. You can't just answer yes. So why? What has changed? Nothing. Right. It's coming. It's from this mixing desk. So. What is that? No, 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 no. I'm going to have to do... Hang on a minute. Guys, you're going to have... It's a whole... Oh, hang on a minute. Right, that's better, right?
What did happen?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, I've been like that with clients. My clients must have thought I was really pissed off with them and just shouting at them up the whole... How do you feel? What does that mean for you?
Did it work? If it worked, carry on.
It worked. My gain was up to the max.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. The gain was up to the max. That's because Pat's walks on it and she changes it. But I can't be angry with her because Big Boy is constantly trying to mount her.
Yeah, she's
grabbing
got
her by
of her
the
own.
Scruff of the neck and pushing her down. He can't do anything. She's not sending out any...
You can have a bloody good go.
Not victim blaming, but she's not sending out any signals. And by signals, I mean, what do you call it? Whiffs.
Pheromones.
Pheromones, because there's nothing going on there. Thank you, Kate. Sorry about that. The game was way up. But it's a constant. I'm just shouting, Big Boy, will you stop doing that? It's your stepsister. She's only little. So if my neighbours, anybody who doesn't know me walks past me, man alive, it's going to be...
Big Boy.
Big Boy. So
oh my.
That's been a constant thing at the moment. I'm in a really pissy mood, and I partly know why. Uh-huh. It's because I was in an insane hyperfocus. I'm ripping CDs to iTunes to put on my old iPod,
right?
Which I've bought a Bluetooth adapter for, so I can. So I want that to be full of monkeys. Stuff that you can't get anywhere, bootlegs and box sets. Because I want to go through all the box sets. I probably won't, but that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. So I've on the floor, I've got 30 CDs. I had a dozen box sets. I've got two box sets now in front of me. And I'm just ripping them and ripping them. There is part of me that there's a really nice little Bluetooth MP3 player that got my eye on. It's like, I don't need that. I've bought a Bluetooth thing for my old iPod. I just want to get the stuff on there. It's chock full of Bezic, and I want it full of everything. Okay. Monkeys that you can't get anywhere. So I've been doing that, and I was really getting into that, and I had the time blindness. I love the time blindness. And it got to 6:56, and I thought, I've got time to rip one more CD and go and get something from the car. I went out to get something. Ooh. From the car, and there's Betty. So I ended up chatting to Betty. Then I got something from the car. And then I came in and it was 6:59. I thought, well, I've got time to get a coffee and do... And it was ridiculous. Ridiculous time blindness. And I think it's partly because the hyper-focus, I've had to break it. We don't like doing that. We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee.
No.
And we don't like... you know that song? I think I've played it to you. We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't get our kicks on LSD. We don't make a party out of loving.
Okay.
It's Merle Haggard.
He's got some hard and fast rules there, and I appreciate that.
We don't make a party out of loving. Is it like an anti? I think it's satirical. I think it's a satirical, tongue-in-cheek, anti-hippie song. We don't make a party out of loving because we like... what is it? I've got to get the lyrics. Hang on. It's one hell of a song. The Beach Boys did it, bizarrely, Muskogee. Here we go. This is tonight's show. This is the Okie from Muskogee. We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street because we like living right and being free.
Uh-huh.
We don't make a party out of loving, but we like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do.
Rules.
Leather boots are still in style for manly footwear. Beads and Roman sandals won't be seen. And football's still the roughest thing on campus. And the kids here still respect the college dean. What a song. What a song. It really is. I don't have big boys' balls in a jar anymore.
They went moldy.
So partly I'm in a sniffy mood. Because
we're interrupting.
Because that is going on. Apparently, I'm just in a sniffy mood. I'm just in a bit of a sniffy mood, and that's okay. What mood are you in?
I'm in a middling mood, and that's all right. So this morning, I had my car booked in to go and be looked at by the nice garage that don't rip me off.
We like the nice garage.
Because on Monday. I started getting warnings flashing up. Rear left brake light malfunction.
Is it that specific?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then it said rear left indicator malfunction. Rear left, what's the other one? There's three.
Reverse
malfunction. So it's the whole cluster. And when I indicated left, so the front works, but it's like on double time. Like it's furious.
Well, the noise.
Yeah.
Well, that's telling you the indicator is broken. If you ever get the double clicking noise, that's saying your indicator is broken.
But also, looking at the reflection in the rear of other people's cars, the light's going as well.
Yeah.
So I booked it in as a responsible citizen, and the soonest they could see it was a Thursday, which was fine because I've not really driven it. And of course, when I went to take it, it worked. So I drove around for 20 minutes because it kind of sometimes works for 10 minutes if I am I can get my daughter to school, and then normally as I turn the corner back into my drive it goes wrong again. So I'm like, okay. So I'm taking it to the garage hoping it would malfunction so I could show them what I was dealing with.
Yeah.
And it didn't.
We've all been
so there. I drove it around for 20 minutes. It didn't.
Yeah.
So I went in there and I said, listen, it's not doing it. Shall I bring it when it does? Yeah, absolutely. And then I went and did a load of errands. It was fine. So I went to get my daughter from school at 3:30. Guess what? On the way back, it's gone again. So I booked it in anyway. They were going to have a look at it. I was hoping that I might have to cancel it, but it looks like it's going to have to get sorted. Apparently, it's a known fault with minis that sometimes the rear light needs replacing. So great. But on a bonus tip, I went to pick up one of my errands was to go and pick up my prescription for HRT because I am proudly perimenopausal now and it's doing me the world of good, the HRT. And normally I have to pay £18. It's something like £9 prescription charge per item.
Yeah.
So there's two things. And I went in and on this occasion, I had asked last week about prepaying. They went, oh, have a look online. We're not quite sure. Not last week, last month. We're not quite sure because a new thing had come in whereby you could pay for the whole year's worth with this particular treatment. And I meant to do it, but of course, life. And so just as she was handing over the package, she went, have you checked whether you can prepay on this? Let me look at the list. And she said, they're on here.
Sweet.
why don't you do it? Because you're about to pay £18 and you can pay £18 for the entire year.
See, that's the bit I don't get, because I've got to renew it, but I have a prepaid thing mm-hmm. where I pay £110 a year and I get all my prescriptions free, and I spend £18 a month on the bipolar meds.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying you pay 18, and by the way, I've got a very explosive bottom at the moment. So if you just see me go upstairs,
good to know.
You just
thanks
carry
for letting
on.
Us know.
So I pay 110, I think it is, £115 a year to get as many free prescriptions as I want. But you're saying £18 a year?
Yeah.
How does that work?
I think it's thanks to Davina and the campaigners, because it is, you know, it's a way or it's connected to all kinds of possible illnesses in...
I'm just going to tweet that we're live. Sorry.
In later life, menopause, and if you go through it, and a lot of women have after effects, and they believe now that there's a link between that and dementia, so maybe they're just hedging their bets by paying, getting us all on it as soon as possible. But the HRT one is special.
Okay, well, that doesn't seem fair.
No, it doesn't, does it?
I think you can sign up for £4.99 a month.
You can do it right now, please. Oh, Clinton Baptiste, we've got more Sunday seances lined up as well. So have a look at his website, because I think we are booked up now through to December.
Patreon.com. Oh, look, my typing is absolutely atrocious. www. We've not had any new signups this month. Hmm. None of you better leave.
We need you, every single one.
Need you, baby, because I got weeks off coming up. I'm off next week, so we're going to do one show next week, next Friday, because it's half term, and then I'm off for 2 weeks in July.
Nice.
So you got to stay signed up.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The other day, I bought myself, because I'm going to be a teacher, I bought myself an academic diary for next year, and I filled in all my holiday. Well, my sweet, sweet holiday. What a beautiful sight. What a beautiful sight. I can't wait to get on with that, you know. I really can't wait.
First date, please.
Well, I've got an inset day before term actually begins, but it's like the 5th of September, I think. Yeah. I've used my little stickers and everything. This is the first and only time I'll ever do that, but yeah. School's in. 5th.
Right, either. I'm just sending. Just doing the socials. We had a lovely succulent Chinese meal.
Oh, we did. It was a really good one as well. You found
it pisses me off having Chinese with you.
Why?
Because you have the sweet and sour. And you have sweet and sour chicken. I want sweet and sour pork. But there's no point in getting double sweet and sour, even though
you're not having any of mine. You might as well get one.
Well, yeah, I think I will do it. I get the Kung Pao chicken, which I like a lot. But actually next time I'm getting sweet and sour pork.
It's so powdery. Not powdery, peppery.
Peppery. You're welcome. Oh, no, that's the wrong joke. But then we started watching this program. And I am wondering if after the show tonight, could we watch one and press play at the same time?
Yes.
All right. So we finished Math Oz 10. And I'm not watching another Math Oz. I'm not watching or any math. I'm not watching it, right? And there is so much good TV at the moment. There is From, Silo, and the White House Plumbers, except those things are doing that annoying thing they used to do in the old days. They're releasing one a week.
Oh, they're rationing you.
They're rationing.
Oh, I saw a really good documentary on Netflix. Hang on,
Michael's saying, oh, wait, I am going to go back to the OA, Michael. That's happening.
Oh, and Owen, thank you. Yes, I will join the union. Yeah, so what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, a documentary on Netflix I haven't seen before, flagged up, because I'm usually quite hot on those. It's called Found. And it's about three American Chinese girls who were adopted as babies from China. And they go back to China to try and find their parents. And it's great. Oh, they find, first of all, they think they're alone for the first 15 to 17 years of their life, because they're all different ages. And then they discover
The triplets are all different ages.
They're not triplets. They're cousins. They're cousins. There's three of them. So that's the spoiler. So they are. That's not a spoiler. That's right at the beginning. They think they're alone for most of their lives. They're like the only Chinese kid in their family most of the time. And then they do like a 23andMe type spit test as like their present for a birthday, and discover that their cousins.
I don't know the phrase 23andMe. I don't know what that means.
23andMe is like it's like a kit you can buy where you can trace your genes, your genealogy. And they discover that they have these two cousins. So they all get together and they and their adoptive mothers go back to China to try and find their parents and also try and sort of find out more about their origin stories, because they're all abandoned baby girls as a result of the one child only rule. And they're all from this tiny little village area of China where they're all kind of poor farmers. And I didn't realize that... They didn't imprison families if they had extra children or necessarily take the children by force. You could pay a fine. But of course, that was beyond the means of most of these families. Anyway, yeah. So these girls thought they were unwanted and unloved, and they find out that that's not the case.
And that is on?
It's on Netflix. Just it's so good. It's called Found.
And very excited. Let me just do live right now. I'm just doing more socials, guys. I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson comes out. I think it's on the 30th. So I am very excited about that. Big, big fan of that. I shall devour that all in one 2-hour swoop. But we had a succulent Chinese meal last night, and you introduced me to a new program. I said, I do not want to watch this shit, but it is the best. Matty says, are we all scared about the Netflix password sharing crackdown? Do you know what? I don't share. I'm on. No one wants to share my account because I have it on standard definition. I don't have it on HD. So no one wants mine. It's all the pixelation is awful.
We're using. No, a friend of mine is using their ex's login details and vice versa.
You don't need Netflix ever again with your hooky Fire Stick.
I know, but it's already been paid for. So I have noticed in the last couple of days, there's been a couple of moments where it's gone, oh, we can't stream that for some reason. It stopped halfway through and then there's been sort of a malfunction. I wonder if it's the sign that the man is onto us.
Matty, if you've got HD, share the password with everyone. Spread the wealth. So what was this program? And I still don't understand the title of the program.
90-day fiancé before the 90 days.
Season 4.
Season 4 we went in at, because I was as someone who is often to be found wasting time on TikTok and YouTube, I'd become aware of this guy called Big Ed, who's an extraordinary gentleman.
He's a thing.
He's been a meme for a while. But I've been trying to find it for ages, and it's on sites that I couldn't access. It's on channels I couldn't access, but no more, because I have the means to do it. I've got my magic stick. So I decided that we would go in. Season 4 of 90 Day Fiancé Before the 90 Days is where Big Ed features, and boy, does he. But he's not the only interesting character on there, is he?
Williams. I've got my boyfriend, Williams.
From Manchester. From I just Manchester. Love his English accent.
I'm going to do a voice. So she phones him up.
Hey, Williams, hey, baby.
Hello. I live in Manchester. And she goes, I love his English accent so much. Hello. Have you seen him? No, the camera on his phone hasn't worked for the last 6 months.
So which airport are we flying into, Mum?
London.
Well, we'll ask, we'll check with him.
London. We get the train to Manchester. We'll get the train 2 hours. Okay, meet me in Manchester. ASM Manchester. So I don't understand the title, but it seems to be, this is what Catfish should be.
Yes.
This, because Catfish UK is the only one I've seen. It's so, you guys drag it out. Come on, you can do that whole thing in 10 minutes. And this feels a bit more Catfish.
We go in and they're already in the midst of these relationships, right? And it's so under their own steam.
Oh, but they're online relationships where they haven't met the other person.
They are online relationships. And some of these things have been going on for years, right? Yeah. And what I believe, and I'm sure the chat probably knows better, but the 90-day fiancé visa means that if you have a fiancé, they're allowed to come over to America to stay with you for 90 days. Will you make it official or they go home and that's it, right? It's like a green card, a prelude to a green card. So before the 90 days, they go to the other people's countries and see if it's going to work out for the 90 days when they come back. I'm imagining the 90-day fiancé series is about what happens when they come back to the States.
So, and there are people all over the world. So there's one woman, so they're all based in America, the people that are starting. There's one woman, she's going off to Australia to meet a very well-to-do relationship coach who only works with single women. Only works with single women. And it was bullshit. He was doing the Zoom on his phone as well for one of his clients with his laptop. So do you know his love language? What's your love language?
Let's remember how he started off that call as a professional, right? Working with people who are having trouble establishing proper relationships. How did he go in?
Just say, you look amazing today. Your hair looks great. Imagine I did that with a client. Just want to say, before we start, Susan, you look amazing today. Have you done something to your hair? Wow. Wow. All right, what do you want to talk about today?
Can you imagine? Yeah, he's dodgy as. He is dodgy as.
So there's that. So there's what you might class the more conventional relationship. But then we also have a couple of people where initially, quite often, alarm bells will be ringing in as much as one is...
There are a lot of shots of concerned friends, aren't there, going...
Yeah. One is a woman, an older woman, going to... Is it Nigeria?
Yes.
Where Usman is. Soldier Boy. He's a big star of this. Soldier Boy. Look him up. S-O-J-A Boy. And another one is Big Ed, who's 4'11", who's going to the Philippines. He's 55 and he's meeting a 20-year-old who's 5'2", and he's lied about his height.
Yeah, he's actually 4'11".
And there is, you know, there is that. Is it racist? I don't know. But we do have that thing about Nigerian scammers, Yahoo boys, I believe they say they're called there, and Filipino wives. Is it racism? There's probably a prejudice in there. Yeah, probably a prejudice in there. But I'm sure those relationships are real sometimes and do work. But so with Usman, the soldier boy, he gets interviewed in Nigeria and he's going, well, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm in love with her. I think this is great. And Catherine's going, well, he sounds like he means it. And I said, well, because if he didn't mean it, he wouldn't come and go, yeah, I'm a scammer, I'm a Yahoo boy, and I want to get all of her money and an American passport.
We don't believe the Australian guy, do we? And no. He's saying the right words as well.
But... Oh, yeah, well, I don't believe Soldier Boy.
Don't you?
Don't believe him for a second. She came.
His friends are the heroes of that one. I love
Giant. One's called Giant. Yeah. And they said, well, she's like, but you're 30 and she's 55, 52. And he goes, yeah, I like older white women. And she's got big boobies and a big boot, is what he said. Yeah. And then when she came and he went, oh, she's got a bigger belly than I thought. And
his friends are all killing themselves in the background.
His friends are pissing themselves. And he's in Soldier Boys. So do you find her sexually attractive? Well, not really, but she's got the lady parts and I got the men parts, so we can do it. And it's just, oh my God, it's like watching your mum bring home a young lover because she, tongues are everywhere. Yeah. It's horrible.
Actually, it's kind of the reverse of what, basically, if she were a man going over there, the way she speaks to him, you'd go, that's disgusting. How awful. You
she
know?
Wants him to not hang out with his friends, to not hang out with other
women. I don't want you to speak
women.
To any women. Who are they? Who is
females.
That you were talking to?
She calls
to?
Them females.
Yeah. And very kind of sexually aggressive from the get-go, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Or it's just, and he is like, all of a sudden, this guy who was all the bravado, right? Talking to his friends about, yeah. He looks terrified. And it's not funny, really, because he's under pressure.
Yeah.
It's sexual aggression is what it is. And she's got a lot of power.
It is absolutely horrible. He wrote
a
song.
He's a big celebrity, right? He's a big celebrity. What? Yeah, he's apparently a pop star, but he's living in one room with his friends.
He's not a big celebrity. I mean, he's now got a lot of follows on the IG because of this. He wrote a song for her. Shall we? Let me just.
Oh, can we?
Let's just have a little listen. Hang on a minute. Let me just drag this. Hang on a minute.
Him writing a song for her ended up in a drama.
Hang on a minute. Let me just close that because we don't need that. And we don't need that. But we do need that. So, yeah, let's just share this screen. He wrote a song for Lisa. We're going to share sound. We're going to do that. We're going to go to Zoom screen, which is the, where's my Zoom screen? It's there. We're going to click on you there. We're going to make you bigger.
Bigger still, please.
Thank you very much indeed. We're going to come over to here. All right, so this is Soulja Boy with the song I Love You.
USB Entertainment, it's me, Soulja Boy. I will be with you. Soulja's Nation. Baby girl, I will stay with you. Sokota Wenshi. I will be with you. Baby girl, I'm in love with you.
Who's the baby girl?
Hello, baby girl, Lisa.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.